Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, as we roll through the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees, Chris, tonight we're just going to take a look at a guy that we've mentioned here on the show before, but we're not going to apologize for that, because the more people hear the name on the show, that means the guy is just doing things every year. And Cameron Jordan of the Saints, Chris, was elected again as the Saints representative and honoree of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I mean, we know what this guy can do on the field. He's been in the league 10, 11 years, Chris. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's that good. But I don't know if enough people, well, maybe because of our show they do, but we're going to talk more about what he does off the field. He's one of these guys, Chris, that's really into visiting schools. But ever since he was drafted 11 years ago, he participates in a community effort of some sort every week. His focus, though, is mostly visiting local elementary schools. And when he can't be doing that, I mean, he's also doing things, preparing hot meals at shelters. He was very big during Hurricane Ida, getting the affected residents, and giving them what they really needed. He'll find people on his own, not going to any organization, but he often goes and finds people on his own who need help. For example, I read a story where a local teacher and her son became homeless after that hurricane. And Cam, he actually became aware of that, Chris, and paid for them to live in a house for an entire month to help them get back on their feet.
Wow.
And he does a lot with the community and police relations down in New Orleans. And, he's very big, Chris. He's participated in a couple of the NFL USO tours overseas. In fact, if you go to the NFL Man of the Year page on NFL.com, you'll see him sitting on a tank. I mean, this is a guy that actually,
wow,
you know, is sitting on a tank with a soldier overseas. So this is a guy that, you know, takes his job seriously off. And he's always asking, it says, one of the last things it says in his bio, he's always asking, you know, people, what can I do to help? And people always ask him, you know, do you do so much? He says, I don't want any kind of props to come my way. He says, this is not about Cameron Jordan, a football player. He says, I just think human beings should be kind in this fashion. So, you know, he's got no ego, Chris, and he continues doing this, and he's well-deserving of the award, as every guy we talk about. But we got to definitely shoot out my guy, Cam, they call him down there. So he is our weekly NFL Man of the Year honoree for this week. But go to the NFL.com and read about him and check out that picture. It's terrific.
Yeah, what a great story. What great things that he continues to do. I think we've had him on in the spotlight now two or three times, but kudos to continue to bring him up, because you're exactly right. You keep doing great stuff, we're going to keep promoting it. So kudos to him for what he continues to do. Bob, this week I'm going a little different. I'm putting my spotlight on the Chiefs and the Bills fans, and here's why I'm doing it. This week, Chiefs fans turned the Bills loss into something positive for the Buffalo community by donating, so far, $312,800 to the local children's hospital there in Buffalo. And going back to Tuesday, Chiefs fans started donating to the hospital in increments of $13, a little bit of rub there, but $13 for the number of seconds left when the Chiefs went down to kick the game-tying field goal. But the idea for the donation started on the Chiefs Kingdom fan page, and the original idea was to donate $13 each to the Pat Mahomes Foundation. Well, that changed when Chiefs fans heard that the Bills fans' tradition is to give back to the other team's charity of choice. The Children's Hospital is closely connected to Josh Allen, and after Bills fans started donating $17 each, again, they raised $1.1 million in honor of Josh Allen's grandmother, who died last year. Bob, and you probably remember back in 2017 when the Bengals beat the Ravens in the last game of that season. It allowed the Bills to make the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. Well, the Bills fans donated to Andy Dalton's foundation in increments of $17, and they ended up raising over $442,000 for Andy Dalton's foundation. Earlier this year, when Bills defensive back Tre'Davious White tore his ACL, Bills fans donated to the Food Bank of Northwest Louisiana, which is located in White's hometown. Last year, they donated to Lamar Jackson's foundation after the Bills beat the Ravens in the playoffs. So this is a tremendous charitable idea that the Bills fans have come up with to, you know, kind of give back a little bit of something to the team that they beat, or a team that helped them get into the playoffs, or the Chiefs then piggybacking off of that idea, the Chiefs fans, to do something really wonderful in the city of Buffalo. I think it's such a cool idea, Bob, and kudos to Chiefs Kingdom and Bills Mafia for what you guys are doing to help people in the opposing town's hometown. Great stuff.
I'm glad you pointed it out, Chris. You know, I had heard that story on the radio yesterday, and first thing I thought of, you know, usually you have fans at each other's throats, social media, you know, derogatory things, and that's, you know, when the game is over, it's over, Chris. And you know, if you can come together for a very good cause, you know, that's the way it should be. And I hope we see more of that. I hope other organizations and fans of other teams recognize the power in something like this. And we need more of that, as you know. And if we see it and if we find it, we'll definitely mention it here on the show.
Yeah, and that's something, to your point, Bob, that I'm going to be looking out for next season. Again, hundreds of thousands of dollars to over $1 million in that one case that's going on. Yeah, we need to be promoting that. And, yeah, kudos to the fans. And to your point, I hope other organizations and other fans, you know, teams, you know, come together and do that sort of thing. Look, I know the $13 is sort of a little bit of a dig, but it's really coming together. All the fans coming together, putting that $13 together, doing great things for people in another city. And I'm taken aback by how great that is.
Yeah, just
certainly
a quick reminder
that we see.
Yeah, $13 is probably a couple coffees at Starbucks, right, Chris? So,
right.
You know, like if you look at it that way, dig if you have to.
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs Kingdom, Bills Mafia, Steeler Nation, we should all be doing stuff like that to make a difference in people's lives. And so great. Kudos to them. Can't say enough great stuff. Okay, Bob, it's time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our thanks again go out to Chris Miller, Tony Collins, Trey Essex, and Russell Baxter for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, thank you so much for sharing your Thursday nights with me, my friend.
No, we had a blast, Chris. And again, you know, great guests, and especially, you know, ending with Russell, we could go to midnight with him. I mean, like I said, pick a team. I'm serious. If you pick every team, they have a storyline, and he would be up on it. So that's the beauty of having someone like him. But the other three guys are just terrific.
All right, folks, how can you follow us on social media? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Plus, we got a page for Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's important to us as well. And please do us a favor, go out online to podcastmagazine.com and vote in the Hot 50 list for the top podcast. You can vote for 3 podcasts. So we would appreciate your support for Thursday Night Tailgate. I'd also appreciate your support for Next on the Tee, for my show Over on the Golf Side. Plus, we've got, since you can vote for 3, we've got a lot of great friends that have podcasts. Gus Frerotte has his podcast, Huddle Up with Gus. Our good friend Mike Diabetti's got Locked On Patriots. Our friend Jason Fearman in the 3rd and 3 podcast, Over on the Golf Side. Our good friend Mitch Lawrence in the Talking Golf Getaways podcast is outstanding. And our friend Hal Sutton and the Be the Right podcast today is another really outstanding golf podcast. Folks, go out there. You can vote for 3. Like I say, podcastmagazine.com. We'd appreciate your support. You can find the show available as a podcast all over the net. We are on every major podcasting app out there. So if you've got a favorite one, just go to the search bar, type in Thursday Night Tailgate. You'll find us on there as well. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, Chris. We'll talk next week. We want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the tremendous job he does with our intro and ads. Also, a shout-out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. Good night, Rusty. And good night, Coach Reeves. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know.